Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. And yes, again, you are listening to Pebbles Truth on WJCV Radio. Well, I hope you've enjoyed our last few teachings on the two tests of truth. We're planning to finish that up this week, but let me encourage you to go ahead and, you know, get a copy of this message and listen to it again and again so that you could get it by your spirit. Because, my friend, if you do not get any teaching of the Word of God by your spirit, then you will never, ever get it. So if you need a copy, please use the contact information at the end of this program to get your free, that's right, I said free copy. Amen. Now, next week, I'd like to start a short series on the living bread, who is Jesus Christ, who came down from above, talking about also the series, like Jesus the Way, Jesus the Vine, Jesus the Light, and so forth. They will be short, my friend, but I promise you, they will be very, very powerful. But for now, let's go ahead and get back into the end of Two Tests for Truth. As we said last week, we will continue to look at the spirit of Antichrist at work that's in the world today and in most churches. Now, it's important to know the prefix anti or A-N-T-I has two meanings, most often used as against, but this is not what John is saying. John is using the other form of the word anti, which is another, or another Christ, or another message, instead of against Christ, or against the message. So this spirit of the Antichrist in the world will not be against Christ, but probably will be an apostate religious spirit representing another message, and not the message of the truth about Jesus Christ. It will be a message that is anything that is not of Christ. Wow. Let me say that again. It will be a message that is anything that is not of Christ. So if there's a message out there, even today, and it does not represent Jesus Christ in any true form of the Word of God, and I don't care who's giving it, and I don't care what the subject is, oh no, it is Antichrist. John writes, "This is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now, ready, it is in the world." Wow. 1 John was written between 85 and 95 A.D. And if the spirit of Antichrist was in the world then, can you imagine what the spirit of Antichrist today looks like? Wow. Now, note the wording. John calls the spirit of Antichrist an it. It should come. It is in the world. Verse 3 of 1 John 4, "And every spirit," and that means every spirit which is Satan or of man, "that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world." Wow. It was already out there in the world in John's time. So like I said, you know, let us not, you know, look for an individual called the Antichrist. For if you do, my friend, I promise you, you will be deceived. And I say that despite that, in fact, that there will be representatives of the Antichrist, that's in quotations, as we approach the end of the age. But regardless of that, Antichrist is a spirit. It is a spirit that ultimately will deny and redefine the very core and definition of Christianity, which is Christ in us and us in Christ. It will deny and blur, and yes, redefine Christ in you, the hope of glory, as Christianity, and offer something instead. There will be something that this message will be offered to you. Paul likewise wrote in 2 Thessalonians 2 and 7, "For the mystery of iniquity worketh already in the world." And these words were written around 51 AD. Yet both John and Paul are telling us the very same thing of the Antichrist was already out there in the world and in the church. Could it be more clearly? Wow. Stated that the Antichrist is not an individual, but a spirit. If it's a person, the Antichrist is not, repeat, not a political figure, but a religious figure. Just look at the church today. The greatest danger is to look outward for a person that is the Antichrist. Well, all the while that ungodly spirit, the Antichrist, is working within the church as a collective spirit that is a living denier of Jesus having come in the flesh. Anyone, and I mean anyone, says that Jesus did not come in the flesh and blood, live a sinless life, and was crucified for our sins, yours and mine, raised from the dead on the third day by the Father, as he said, and ascended back to heaven. Well, if you do not believe any of this, or maybe none of this, then my friend, guess what? You are Antichrist. Such are the deceptions of the enemy. Yes, my friend, it is happening right now. No need to wait for the end of days. You know, the entire Word of God is the written standard for truth. Let me say that again. The entire Word of God is the written standard for truth. But these two tests for truth directly has been given to us by the Holy Spirit. It is no accident that the two direct tests for truth in the New Testament, and they are Jesus is Lord and Jesus having come in the flesh, both have to do with the reality of Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Many people do not believe that. For if these truths are distorted, then redemption itself will be distorted. Let me say that again. If these two truths are distorted, wow, then the truth of redemption is also distorted. Indeed, the very meaning of Christianity will be corrupted. Amen. I really hope you're getting what I have to say and understand it by your spirit, because if you do not, you may not be saved. One would say, how can I be so bold to make such a statement, to question someone's salvation? Well, my friend, if you do not believe and understand the spiritual principles of salvation, how can you be saved? Believing in Jesus Christ without an understanding of who he is, why he came to the earth, and what he did on the cross for you and I will not save us. Oh no, we must come to know him. And oh wow, not know about him as most churches and denominations teach. Oh no, we must come to have a personal revelation and a realization of who Jesus Christ is to us individually. We must allow him access into the innermost recesses of our heart and lives through his dealing and his judgments about us, that we can come, as Paul said in Philippians 3:10, that I may know him, wow, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his, and his is Jesus' death. Not too many Christians want to know Christ at the level of suffering and death. Let me say that again. Not too many Christians want to know Jesus Christ at the level of suffering and death. But this is where you learn about the power of his resurrection. Oh, my friend, only dead people are resurrected. And I'm not talking physically, I'm talking the spiritual death. This is where we come to really know Jesus Christ. Maybe that is why we see little resurrection life in the church today. That's right, little resurrection life in the church today. Amen. Next week we'll start that new teaching on the bread of life. And in preparation for that teaching, you got some homework here, okay? Go ahead and read John 6:35 and John 6:47-51. Wow. John 6:35 and John 6:47-51 as some homework and preparation for that new teaching that I will start next week on the bread of life. Wow. Tremendous, tremendous teaching. Again, my friend, no matter what church you go to, if they're not preaching those two truths, that Jesus is Lord and that Jesus has come in the flesh, then the church that you are attending is Antichrist. It's Antichrist. It's the message of Antichrist. And so I would encourage you to really take a hard look at what's being taught at your church, and so that you will not be deceived. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week and you understood this teaching, and the Lord is ministering to your spirit, because he comes to minister to the life of God in us. Amen. Talk to you next week. Amen. God bless.